Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. As today's epistle states, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. In his commentary on this passage, St. Gregory Palamas writes, "The pre-eternal and uncircumscribed and almighty Word is now born according to the flesh, without home, without shelter, without dwelling, and placed as a babe in the manger, seen by men's eyes, touched by their hands, and wrapped in layers of swaddling bands. He is not a spiritual creature coming into being after previously not existing, nor flesh which is brought to birth but will soon perish, nor flesh and mind united to form a rational creature, but God and flesh mingled unconfusedly by the divine mind to form the existence of one theandric hypostasis who entered the virgin's womb for a time." So in this mystery of mysteries, the second person of the Holy Trinity condescended to take on our human nature, to satisfy every aspect of the Mosaic law, to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God, to suffer for the sins of all of mankind, taste death, defeat it, arise from the dead, and ascend with his glorified human nature, of which we shall partake tonight in communion, to the right hand of God the Father. He did so that we might be redeemed and reconciled to God. He did this because he loves us and desperately desires for us to come to know him in the intimacy of his family, as members of that same family. He has made his life and righteousness available to us so that we might become by grace what he is by nature. Do we deserve this? Most assuredly not. But he loves us, and that's all that matters. And God has sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts, bearing witness to us as to our having a place in God's family. Today we are reminded once again that God desires that our relationship with him be that of love, not fear, of freedom, not enslavement, of joy and peace instead of chaos, depression, hatred, and vainglory. So how shall we respond to this greatest gift to mankind? During the fast of the Nativity, we have sung repeatedly, "Make ready, O Bethlehem, for Eden hath been opened for all." We must prepare ourselves. We must prepare a place for our Lord Jesus Christ in the throne of our hearts. What do we see in the Virgin Mary? A heart, a garden, as it were, made ready to receive the King of all because of her love for God. And that love was pure, and her desire to be obedient to him came out of that purity, and it was without blemish. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us examine our hearts as we celebrate this great feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, to see that nothing comes between us and our Lord. Let us reaffirm our sense of who we are and what we are called to become. Christ our Savior is born. Let us rejoice with thanksgiving and obedience to his holy will, thus glorifying him and representing to others the way of life and salvation instead of the way of slavery to death and the things of this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.